Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. You've heard me say, tweet me at Here and Now Robin, or tweet us at Here and Now, or you can send us an email at letters@hereandnow.org. And everyone knows I'm talking about that little A with a tail that circles around it. Germans, Poles, and South Africans call it a monkey's tail. The Chinese think it looks like a mouse. It's the at symbol. And the Museum of Modern Art in New York says it also might be architecture, or at least design. They've acquired the at symbol for their permanent collection. Paola Antonelli is the senior curator for architecture and design at MoMA and joins us from New York. And Paola, obviously it's design, but is there also a sort of architecture to it?
Architecture, I consider a branch of design. I know some people might consider that blasphemous, but that's what I believe. But the at sign is architecture, is design. It's a concept. It's a symbol. It's a means of communication. And it's something that we can take as an example of something that has existed forever, used as a beacon for what we would like design to be.
You say used forever. Give us some examples, because it's both very new in the internet age, but also ancient.
It's very ancient. I mean, some of the first instances of the at sign were found in manuscripts, and the monks in the Middle Ages used the swirl to make a synthesis of the prepositions, the Latin preposition ad, which meant in direction, in relationship with. And so it persisted along the centuries. You can find it in the 16th century, and then the merchants used it at that time, both in Portugal and in Venice. And then you go on until the 19th century. It's still there on the first typewriters. And so when Ray Tomlinson, who was the electronic engineer that was in charge of inventing the email program in 1971, when Ray Tomlinson found himself having to fuse the lines of code that connected the name of the user to the machine, he looked at the keyboard and all of a sudden he saw this really elegant sign that was there, did some research, realized it meant in connection, towards, in relationship with, and just adopted it.
Yeah.
So here we are, centuries after, we're using it in the same way.
But so we hear now MoMA has acquired the at sign. We thought it was in the public domain. You didn't pay for it. What does that mean, you've acquired it?
We definitely did not pay for it, and we have not taken it out of the public domain. It is still there. It belongs to everybody. I like to say to people that it's as if a butterfly were flying by and casting a shadow on the wall, and we acquired the shadow. So we basically acquired the simulacra of something that is part of the public domain.
That beautiful word, simulacra, what does that mean?
Well, it's the image, it's the icon, it's the projection. So in a way, the at sign is a concept. It comes in many fonts, it comes in many sizes. It was once written by hand, now it's printed in many different phases. So we acquire one possible permutation of our image of this sign. Museum curators have as a mission that of showing great examples of art, and in my case, great examples of design to the public. Some of those examples cannot be captured or possessed, and it's even more contemporary. We don't need to possess them. We can still show them.
And what are you doing with it? Just hanging it on a wall? What?
It's printed on the wall. It is like not silk screened. I think it is type transferred on the wall. You can see it right now. It's there with a really good extended label that explains the whole idea behind this acquisition.
Paolo, I just want to touch on one last thing. All the different ways that countries have seen this image, it's fascinating. We mentioned monkey's tail in South Africa. Italians, the French see it as a snail. Russians, a dog. It's international.
It is universal because the form of the symbol is so catchy and it's so strong. I really, really like it. And, you know, I was just learning about another symbol. I didn't know the story of the command symbol on the Apple keyboards that actually comes from Icelandic symbols. You know, so it's interesting. There are some symbols that are historical, that have existed forever, and you can feel it. And I think that's why people respond this way to the at sign.
Uh-oh, I see a new acquisition for MoMA. That little whatever that thing is, that command sign. Paola Antonelli, Senior Curator for Architecture and Design at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And we have the MoMA's image of the at symbol in the font called American Typeface at hereandnow.org. back in 30 seconds with perhaps a stunning new medical discovery. That's in 30 seconds here and now.